Deputy Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleimana Brahima, says it's too early to say the action of the Supreme Court against the editor of the Daily Searchlight newspaper, Ken Crunchy, has in any way succeeded in stemming media commentary. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Brahima said though people have become careful, others are still using derogatory remarks in the media. Mr. Brahima spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
I think that it is still too early, and also it is a bit difficult to really also define the boundaries of streamlining media commentary. I think that the issue of free expression and the boundaries of it is quite difficult to determine. And therefore, at this stage, I would say that, well, people have become more careful, and careful in the sense that prior to this, there were comments and commentary that were obviously derogatory of the Supreme Court. And I think that the court wanted to assert its authority and to clearly point out that, well, we cannot just say because of freedom of expression and free speech, people can say whatever they want to say. But at the same time, I think there is also a concern as regards to what extent the court can exercise that power whilst at the same time protecting freedom of expression and free speech.
Well, I believe you have heard Ken Crunchy speak after his release. Are his views in fine taste?
Well, I haven't especially heard Mr. Crunchy or what exactly he has said. In fact, what I've heard him say relates to conditions in the prison, which I think I listened to another network during the 6 p.m. bulletin. Apart from that, I haven't heard or read directly a comment relating to the sentencing that was meted out to him.
Mr. Brahima disagrees with the need for a communication policy for the media. He said the media already have a code of ethics and they have to abide by it.
Well, I think that when it comes to the media, there cannot be a communication policy for it. This is a profession and it is guided by a code, you know, and so we already have a code of ethics that exists that we are all supposed to abide by as media organizations and as journalists. And so I think that issues relating to policy should be geared towards enforcement of our code of ethics and making sure that journalists and media organizations are really complying with the guidelines and principles that should guide our profession, which is the code of ethics. But I think on the other hand, it is our political parties and politicians who perhaps would need some guidance as regards, you know, how they articulate their issues. It appears to me that strategy is thrown to the dog. Real issues affecting the lives of the people are thrown to the dog. In fact, if you look at the issues that got these three people, Samir Wuku, Atubiga, and Mr. Crunchy, sanctioned, it's not really about issues of development, issues that are affecting the lives of the ordinary people on the street. It is really about partisan commentary. And I think that our political parties, and particularly the two parties, may do themselves and Ghanaians and Ghana for that matter well if they begin to think clearly about what is it that we want to communicate to the people, what are the alternative policies that we want Ghanaians to hear. In terms of government, what is it that we are doing and how are we demonstrating that we are improving the lives of Ghanaians based on the policies that we are introducing, rather than be on air and it's all about attacking each other, attacking national institutions and so on and so forth. I don't think that should be the way forward.
Deputy Executive Director of Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleimana Brahima.
Meanwhile, a veteran politician and a leading member of the Convention People's Party, CPP, Samuel Dansu, has cautioned the editor of a Daily Searchlight newspaper, Ken Crunchy, to be careful about his post-detention utterances as it could lead him to further invitation by the Supreme Court. According to him, this is a period of reflection and that he should not do anything provocative that will compel the judges to advise themselves, as such a decision will never be in anybody's interest. Reacting to the release of Mr. Crunchy from prison, in an interview with Radio Ghana in Kumasi, Mr. Dansu noted that the Supreme Court never erred in its judgment because the interpretation of the law is in the bosom of a judge's. Correspondent Thomas Nsunweji reports.
According to Mr. Dansu, the law on contempt must be respected and allowed to work in the interest of law and order, as democracy frowns on indiscipline, Mr. Danso blamed the editor of the Daily Searchlight newspaper, Ken Crunchy, for his actions that led to his detention, as any slightest demonstration of remorse could have freed him or reduced his jail term. On his part, a social commentator, Kwame Obeindapa, agreed with the Supreme Court's decision because it has succeeded in injecting some level of discipline and sanity into the proceedings in court. He said Mr. Crunchy, as an individual, has the liberty to express his opinion and thinks that the free expression is being given meaning now that he is out of prison. Mr. Depa said the editor was not given that opportunity of free expression in court. However, he now has the liberty to do so, but cautioned he should do so within the confines of the law. He said Mr. Crunchy's experience in prison must serve as a lesson to him and others who believe in free expression. Mr. Depa said he expects Mr. Crunchy to tell much about conditions in the prisons as to whether there can be improvement in the penal system in Ghana. The social commentator agrees with people who are calling for guidelines and interpretation of what constitutes a contemptuous comment, because the law, as it is now, is so ambiguous and can easily be abused by judges.
That was a report by Thomas Nsunweji.